Welcome to the Michigan Opportunity, an economic development discussion series featuring candid conversations with business leaders and innovators across Michigan. You'll hear firsthand accounts on how the state is driving job growth and business investment, supporting a thriving entrepreneurial ecosystem, building vibrant communities, and helping to attract and retain one of the most diverse and talented workforces in the nation. And now, your host, Ed Clemente.
Hello, I'm Ed Clemente, your host today. We're fortunate to have John Will, president and founder of Michigan Fastener. Why don't you explain what that is, and welcome to the show as well, John.
Hey, Ed, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Yeah, so my name is John Will. I own a company called Michigan Fastener. We're an American-made nail manufacturer. We make all different types of nails, steel nails for the shed and pallet industry. We make bright and galvanized nails. So we do all different types of assorted fasteners, and we ship all around the United States. Michigan is a very large community for nail users, so it really works out to our benefit.
Yeah, I find that sort of interesting because I wouldn't have thought that right away, but I guess because we're also kind of a lumber state too, right? We make more wood-related products or...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We do a lot of lumber milling northern Michigan, especially in the UP. And we probably 80% of our business is Amish in Michigan. So we supply a lot of the Amish communities as well for the pallet and shed industry.
And the Amish community is obviously huge in the Midwest. So you're probably shipping around the whole Midwest too, I would guess.
We do. Yes. Yes. Yep.
Are they bigger concentration? Yeah, because I don't know if they're going to listen to the podcast, but
yeah,
probably not.
I mean,
yeah. But are they densities? Like, where's the densities of them?
Probably, I would say the largest user is more towards Pennsylvania, parts in Ohio, but Pennsylvania and Wisconsin are probably the two largest users of nails.
So the term fastener, like what? Because you might make other things beyond just nails. So yeah. Is that why you use the term?
A fastener is it's terminology for any type of fastener that holds two materials together. So that's kind of where you get fastener from. So there's screws, there's bolts, and there's nails, and we make the nail part of it.
So how did you get into this? Because I think. I should mention first how you found out about the podcast was through our CEO who met you, Quentin Messer. Did he come to your factory or did he just meet him somewhere
else?
Quentin
came to the factory, a whole group of people from our Congress, and they came here and did a tour, and they were really impressed with it. And Quentin told me about you, Ed, and said, "Hey, I want you to meet this guy, and I think you guys will hit it off, and maybe you guys can work a podcast or something." And I thought it was pretty cool. I was very interested in it. So then we kind of touched base, and here we are.
Yeah, he sent me something, I think, the day after he toured your place because he was so excited about it. And why don't we get into a little bit how you got to this position, because you created the company. You're the founder, John Will, president and founder of this company. And how did, like, it's not like somebody goes into the business of making nails. So how did you do it?
Yeah, no, they definitely don't. I mean, this is a pretty rare industry in the United States, especially today's world. I mean, I think there's only, you know, three or four nail manufacturers in the U.S., so it's very rare to hear about somebody starting a nail company. But you know, I was in the cold heading industry making bolts for the big three. I worked for large bolt manufacturer, right here in Michigan. And I did that for 18 years and, you know, I mastered it, right? I learned all about it and I said, I got to do something different. I got to do something on my own, something that I can learn. So I bought a nail machine and I put it in my garage right at my house. And I mean, most people have never heard a nail machine, but it will shake the walls in your house. And I mean, you know, I got wife and kids. Yeah. Wife and kids. And they're like, you got to be kidding me, Dad. What are you, crazy? Everybody thought I was out of my mind putting a nail machine in my garage. I mean, three-phase power. I ran the power. Just crazy
stuff. Yeah. So you had to run almost a special box just to run the thing.
Right? Yeah. I actually put a phase converter in and wired the machine up that way. And not knowing much about electrical, but I think now I should be an electrician after everything that I've done. But it's definitely a learning curve. I mean, I think I probably beat my head off the wall, you know, for the first 6 months of having this machine. And even though I was so familiar with the cold heading industry, but this nail machine was something completely different, you know, but I got it, you know, and then once I got it, it started growing. And, you know, it was definitely the hardest thing I've ever done. But, so I was in my garage for about 2 years. And then I built a pole barn right on the backside of my property, 50 by 50 pole barn. And then I started getting more machines and just started accumulating things and building the company from there. And now we have a nice little shop here, right? Small town of North Branch. We got 26 employees, 23 of them are full-time.
So why don't you tell people kind of, and this is only because people from Michigan don't know where the North Branch is, including me. So, but it's somewhere closer. Would you say it's more Thumb, or would you say it's more between Saginaw and, say, Frankenmuth, or where is it sort of lies?
So we're about 2 hours north of Detroit. We're about 45 minutes east of Flint, and we're about 45 minutes south of Saginaw. So we're kind of like right, you know, if you look at Michigan, like most people say Michigan, they're like kind of between the thumb and the pointer finger and just a little bit south.
Yeah. So can I ask a dumb question?
Yeah.
So my image of how you make a nail is like it's a long wire and then it cuts it and makes a point on the end. But is that kind of how it does? Or how does the flat end like get on the other end?
Yeah. So what happens is we use 4,000 pound spools. And as the spools, we take the end of the spool and we put the round wire to the size of the nail that we're making. We put it in the machine and we have these things called their grippers, and they actually squeeze the wire while the punch comes in and hits the head of the nail. And that would be the head of the nail. And then we have cutters that actually form the point. So it all happens in, I think most of our machines run about 600 parts a minute. So we're making a lot of nails really fast.
But I also remember reading a little bit in your background that your family was making or sealing burlap bags for trees or something like that.
Yeah. So when I was a kid, my mom and dad owned a company, Northwood Gardens, this big local landscape company. And, I mean, I did that my whole childhood, and we dug thousands of trees out in the farms, you know, and I remember using these nails, and they were like this oval head, long, sharp point, needle point on a nail. And, they were shiny, and it was just different, you know. I've never seen a nail like that, because they are different type nails, and you use them to hold burlap together when you dig a tree. So when you dig a tree, you put the burlap around the ball or the root of the tree, and then you use these nails to pin the burlap together. And I think, you know, when I said, well, what am I going to do? I want to do something different. When I was thinking about starting Michigan Fastener, I got to do something different. And then I thought about when I was younger, using nails to pin burlap. And, well, that's fastener, you know, and maybe I get into that. And then that's kind of, I think, where Michigan Fastener really started, is when I was younger. It's, you know, and it just happened to be I got in the bolt business, and then learned about the cold heading, and I think that's where I got my knowledge from it.
You're listening to The Michigan Opportunity, featuring candid conversations with Michigan business leaders and innovators on what makes Michigan a leading state to live, work, and play. Listen to more episodes at michiganbusiness.org/podcast or download The Michigan Opportunity through your preferred podcast platform.
Our guest again is John Will. He's the president and founder of Michigan Fastener, an American-made nail company. But once again, like nails, were you worried? Like, because, you know, as someone that's been in a small business, a family business before, like the first part of a business is because you're passionate about something and you know how to do it. The second part is like the business plan, right? And I would imagine that's the harder part for you after you've done your initial investment, right? So how did you figure out how to make your business grow the way you wanted it to grow?
You know, at the beginning was very difficult because, you know, I would say the first year, I mean, I couldn't sell a nail to save my life. And I was like, how is this ever going to turn into something? Like, how can I get to a point where I can start selling nails, get a customer base, bring employees in, and figure out how to train somebody to do this that nobody knows anything about? And I think that was like the most difficult part was getting that part going. Yeah, I mean, it just started coming together. I mean, there's a company called Mid-State Bolt and Screw, and I'll kind of name drop them because I think if it wasn't for them, I don't know that I would be where I'm at today. They actually really got involved with my company early on when I was in the nail business. They were actually buying from overseas a lot of bulk nails. And they heard about me. I think it was a contact. I was reaching out trying to sell nails. And that's when they actually started with me in my garage. And they're still with me to this day. And we move a lot of product to them. So
are you, they're selling it for you like third party? Like, is it like put in shops or they help wholesale it or something?
Well, they're a packaging company. So what we do is we sell them nails in bulk, large containers. And they take them and they actually put our nails in bags and they go into shed kits from a company called Backyard Sheds. And they're actually, I think they're in Novi, Michigan, a very large company. So all of our nails go in these shed kits that go to like Home Depot, Lowe's, Menards, companies like that. So it's a pretty neat little niche we got into.
Do you drive around with your kids and say, those are our nails? That's our shed?
Yeah, that's it.
Showing your kids?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that's got to be pretty interesting. Do you ever go into like a Lowe's though and see your kits like there? Do you
know? Or? No, I haven't. No, I haven't, but I'm sure they're there.
Yeah,
we make
selling
a lot of nails. Yeah.
So I mean, how many nails? I know it's going to be some astronomical number, but like how many nails are you making a year?
So ballpark, we're close to 200,000 pounds a week.
Wow. That's a lot. Kyle just put something in our box to say approximately 10,400,000 pounds of nails a year. That's what you're making. That's pretty impressive. And you're making how many different types of nails too? Is it more than just?
We're probably making 30 to 40 different types of nails.
And does that also mean, because I remember I used to do a little roofing, not much, but the galvanized nails. So like, depending on where they're going to be used, like you got to do some alloy, different alloys or.
Yeah. So we have we use a zinc plated nail that's mostly for exterior. And then we just use bright steel for the inside interior.
Finishing.
And pallet nails. Yeah. Right. Finishing stuff like that. And then the pallet nails, we use a very high carbon steel nail. So they don't bend or break, when they're in the pallets. We do screw shanks. We do a lot of the ring shank. We do a lot of the bulk nails for the Viking machines, the automated pallet machines. And we do a lot of coil nails, so the small coil for the nail guns. And then we also do a lot of the
Oh,
high-load
like the
nails.
ones that look like machine gun, like a machine gun thing,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah. And then we also do these big 3,000 count coils for the high-load nails for pallets.
What do you mean by high-low nails?
Well, it's a 16 inch by 16 inch round welded wire coil. It's 3,000 nails in each coil. And they put them in these automated pallet machines so they can just run 3,000 nails before running out of nails.
Also, I mean, I sort of see them, but I always think like, I don't see wooden pallets anymore, but there must be tons of them being made. What is the primary? Is like automotive? I don't know who uses pallets now.
Well, mostly pallet builders. I mean, and
I mean, are they
they're
to
the
move
ones
stuff
making.
or like for storage or is it other things? Oh, okay.
Like
Warehousing.
we make, warehousing, pallets for the automotive industry, I mean, pretty much anything that you ship on a truck has to be on a pallet. So, I mean, most people don't think about that. And any semi that you see driving down the road, there's pallets in there. Yeah, you can fit 25 pallets in a semi and with stuff on them. I mean, there's a lot of pallets out there, so people don't think about how many nails you need to make them pallets.
Well, in fact, the one advantage too is because they're pretty biodegradable too. So after they've done their cycle of life, it's not like it's adding like plastic would be. It's just going back into whatever they use it for. I know sometimes they use them for burning, like for heat generation and
Yeah, they use them for mulch.
And I would imagine Michigan has to be a leading state, I would imagine, in the country because we're 51% forested, so I'm sure we have a strong lumber industry.
Michigan is one of the largest lumber industries for pallet and shed making, believe it or
Oh,
not.
that's good to know too. No, I wouldn't have known. So we're getting close to the end. I got a couple more questions for you, but you and I've had a previous call, but so what do you think? Is there any other partners you wanted to mention, by the way, before I went too fast on you? Or potential sort of clients you're looking for, or those kind of things?
Well, I mean, I'm always looking for an investor, if that's what you mean. I mean,
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't think anybody knows how difficult it is to be a single business owner and try to grow a company from absolutely nothing. And how far I've gotten so far is absolutely amazing. I mean, it blows my mind to know that I have gotten this far and I was able to train people in this industry and we were able to grow, as much as we have. But regardless, I mean, and it's still difficult to invest. We have to grow. We have to upgrade our equipment to new high efficient, high speed nail machines and thread roll machines and coil nail machines. And I'm always looking for somebody to help or somebody to help get involved.
Partner, help you sell stuff. And so you can, because they may
Partner
have a
help
unique
sell.
sort of niche they need for certain types of nails and they would, front end load it and things like that. Okay. Well,
Yeah, they
that's,
might,
that is,
and it's hard to
go ahead.
find.
Yeah. Well, is it hard? Go ahead.
No, I was just saying it's just really hard to find somebody that has interest in this type of industry.
Right. Is it hard for you for employees at this point, or are you one of the better
No,
spots for employees?
we have a very solid workforce here. I mean, everybody that's been here has been with me for several years now. We take very good care of our employees, so we treat them as family. We're a family-owned business, and we treat them as family. My kids work here. My wife works here, so it's very family oriented. Well,
they're only working there because they finally got it out of the garage.
That's it.
That's it. It was quieter in their house, so they said, "Okay, we'll go."
Yeah.
This last question, last two questions, is: do you, what advice, now that you've been in this business, you'd give? Well, you can give them to your kids, like your 17-year-old self. How would you change your path, or would you do the same way, or what?
You know, it's funny you ask that, because I've been actually, you know, the nail business. I didn't start this business until I was 32, 33. And I was talking about it since I think I was in my early 20s. And it took me almost 10 years to get enough courage and to take the risk to do it. I think that if I was younger and if I could go back, I probably would have started this sooner. And I think I would be much further ahead. But I also think, you know, age is knowledge. You learn a lot in life. And I've done other businesses in the past, you know, so you learn and you grow. And I just don't know if I would go back and change anything. I mean, I think that everything happens for a reason. And I think it just happens to be, this is my calling and I need to stick with it. So
I think that's one of the reasons Quentin wanted you on that show, for basically what you just said, because, you know, small business is usually tough. My family had a small business. I grew up in one. And, but it's sort of like the old Horatio Alger kind of thing. Like, how do you pull yourself up by your own bootstraps? And, you know, and that's why a lot of people come to Michigan too, or just in general. It's because I think you do have a better chance in a state that makes stuff, say, versus other states that are more into other things. There's a lot of stuff you can do here with your hands and things like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Michigan is huge for that. I mean, Michigan is like leading in the manufacturing industry in the United States. I mean, and it's not just nails. It's vehicle axles, it's vehicle frames, it's vehicles themselves. I mean, we're in the automotive industry in Michigan, but everything pertains to that. I mean, you know, the automotive industry, they need to ship pallets. Well, somebody's got to build them pallets. You got to get the lumber from somewhere. You got to get the nails to build the pallets. I mean, and it's not just the automotive industry. It's every industry. Anybody that's shipping product needs a pallet. And so I think there's a lot of different manufacturing industries in Michigan. And I think Michigan's a great place. I mean, where else can you get a Kogel hot dog? I mean, Michigan.
Maybe that was my last question, is what do you like best about Michigan? But you already answered it with a couple of things.
Yeah,
but
is
Kogel your number one lakes. Thing for Michigan?
Number one thing is definitely Kogel hot dogs. Number two is probably Verner's. I like Verner's pop. Number three is going up north to the Great Lakes. I love the Great Lakes. I mean, there's nowhere on earth that has as much fresh water as Michigan. So it's absolutely stunning.
And you also passed my test because you said pop when other states say soda. So glad you understand the Michigan word for it.
Yep. That's right.
Anyway, well, once again, our guest was John Will, president and founder of Michigan Fastener. You really are. I hope you do well in your company and you have a great attitude to being an entrepreneur. And we appreciate you taking time to talk to us today, John.
Hey, thanks, Ed. I really appreciate you guys inviting me on. I mean, it was a great experience for me. Hopefully people listen to this and get some courage to do something on their own and really go out and not wait, because some people can, you know, wait for years before they decide to take the risk and do something that can make them great and make others great as well. And I think it's important to really try to do something.
And you have your own website if people want to do business with you, maybe a potential investor. So it's just Michigan Fastener is the website.
Yeah, it's MichiganFastener.com is the website. We don't do a lot on our website. I mean, most people call me. And you can call my office, 810-728-4005. You can email me at MichiganFastener@outlook.com.
Well, they'll get a hold of you, trust me, if they need to. And I want to thank you again. Thanks for doing this, John. Nice to meet you, too.
Nice to meet you. Thank you, Ed. Have a good day.
The Michigan Opportunity is brought to you by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Whether you're looking for small business resources, exploring an expansion or relocation, or seeking a world-class workforce, visit michiganbusiness.org to learn how you can make it in Michigan.